Good morning, 8:37 here on the Mighty 690 as we continue throughout a Thursday, and it is time for our Coffeeville Reawakening update, and we have the pleasure of talking with and having Peggy Steele in studio this morning. How are you doing, ma'am?
I'm great. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you on here, and we've got a lot of exciting stuff to talk about. So where do you want to start off first?
Well, as I was walking in here, I saw Gail Smith, and he gave me the flyer, and we talked about one of the most exciting things that's a signature event here in Coffeeville that Gail and his team are responsible for, and we're going to give details on that.
Okay,
so
here we go. Yes. Yeah, it sounds like an explosion there. I think that might be some fireworks.
Oh, fireworks. Well, since you mentioned it, for those people who don't know, who might have been hiding in a closet or under the bed for the last several years, Coffeeville Summer Celebration has become the big event in Coffeeville and Southeast Kansas and all the other states. I mean, people come from all over for this, and it is the largest fireworks show in Southeast Kansas, but there's car shows, there's runs, there's stage art dance groups, there's a great kitty car show that I believe Reawakening is sponsoring again this year. The Backroads Band is great. They're going to be there. There's DJs, there's rockets, there's vendors, there's a cornhole tournament. I go on and on and on. And this is all at no charge. And it's organized by the Dollar Tire Store, Blake's Automotive, City of Coffeeville. Bring lawn chairs, bring a picnic basket, or use the food trucks and come out for a full day and a great evening. In fact, I have a story about this. So when I first came back to Coffeeville to do projects, my husband came in for the summer, and we were going to that and sitting with friends in a lawn chair, and we hadn't seen it. And we're both big fireworks fans. And so when we got married, he took me to fireworks that the Rockies did, and we saw the casino fireworks. And, you know, these places spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on these big displays. And so when he came here, I said, you know, this is a big deal. But remember, this is a small rural town. So when we see it, don't say, boy, it was really good. But boy, you should see the one the Rockies do in Colorado, because this is a big deal for us. And he said, okay. And so we watched the fireworks. And after it was over, I looked at him and he was silent. And I thought, uh-oh, because it was spectacular. And I said, what do you think? He said, this is the best fireworks display I have ever seen in my life. I mean, that was big praise coming from him.
That's
so
great.
That if nothing else, you have to go see the best fireworks display that some people have ever seen in their lives who are exposed to big fireworks displays. So come on out for it. It's Summer Celebration, July 8th, all day long, and then the big fireworks in the evening. And it's a fun, fun time.
Well, that is wonderful. And it's so great. And I think we're going to have Gail on again on Monday to just hit it again and let us know, because it's just wonderful. And I know he's still looking for some volunteers and that sort of thing. So,
yeah, always.
You know, it's going to be a good time. So if you want to give back in that way, you give him a call. Or just come out.
Come out, right.
Is the big thing. I mean, that's such a big draw. That's
well, and wonderful. If you want to volunteer, go to Dollar Tire, get your tires changed, and you can sign up to be a volunteer while you're having that done.
Because
I did that, and it's a great story. So.
Excellent.
And we have some big news around the garden today.
Okay, so.
Well, we have been running a little contest to name the garden snake.
Yes.
And we had great participation. We had we had something like 42 names submitted, both online and through messaging and a variety of ways. And then we had a vote in the top 10. And a drum roll. And the winner is Viper in the Ville. And that is a huge deal because
there you go. That's good.
And that applause is for Karen
yes.
Sandberg, because she was the first person to suggest it. And then many, many people voted for it. Second place goes to Rocky or some form of Rocky. And so we're going to put that kind of on the back burner if we do a second snake. But the thing is that we have started to build that snake, and we want to see how big a snake we can make with rocks and stones. And so it's at 1205 West 9th Street. The snake moved overnight, so it's toward the front of the garden. It's a slippery little snake.
Well, yeah, it makes sense. You know, it moves around.
That's right. Yeah. And we even have a little pile of rocks that can be painted if you can't find a rock or stone, and they're at the garden entrance. And there is a way to paint them so the paint lasts, and that's on our Facebook, which a lot of people follow. And I have some people to thank. Leanne Martin gave us the instructions for how to paint a rock and have it last. Karen Lee Music Merritt is the one who's really been great. She did the rock face or the snake face for the rock garden, and she's going to do some other rocks and signs for us. Marie Cantrell's given us pictures of different things. Sally Price Holiday ideas. Marcy Roberts, Janie Gillis, and Denny Shork have all been great in supporting it. Blue Cross Blue Shield, Coffeyville Area Foundation, Farmers Credit, USDA, Atmos Energy, American Insurance Dreams Foundation, City of Coffeyville. You know, it's been great. And then we have the youth involved through Boys and Girls Clubs and Class Limited, as well as neighbors. So it's become quite a community event, and we are thrilled to have this contest.
Well, that is just so wonderful, and it is so exciting. You know, this is a good thing. Maybe moms with kids here this summer can walk on by in the morning and check out the snake, see where it is, and maybe add to it and drop off the rock there and get them going.
That would be great. In fact, a couple people suggested that maybe we could start the world's longest garden snake in the Guinness Book of Records, and we checked it out. It's a little more complex than it seems, but we really want to start that snake and look at all of our options for continuing to grow. Participation in that garden through volunteers that help grow the garden, plant, weed, harvest, do everything, as well as volunteers who help decorate the garden and participate as they do with this snake contest. Viper in the Ville.
Excellent.
Thank you, Karen.
Very
good. Isn't that
good.
A great name?
That's a great name.
I think it's going to catch on. So, you know, one of the things that we do with the Neighborhood Initiative is we try to get people involved in their neighborhoods because, you know, it's so easy, and we had this happen during COVID. I mean, I found it happened to me. It happened to my friends where you're used to staying at home and sitting around, and it's hard to kind of get up and get back with the same level of energy. And we know through a lot of the health work that we're doing in Coffeyville with different programs like the walking program and all the recreational areas that are being built up that it's so important to get out and to move. And so a lot of us are getting out and walking in the morning. We're doing different things. You know, did you know that there's a walk the block trail on 9th Street?
So tell us about this.
Yeah, well, AARP gave us a small grant a few years ago, and starting at the plaza at the kiosk, there are markers in the sidewalk on 9th Street every quarter of a mile that tell you how many feet you've walked, and you walk on 9th Street from the plaza down to Hall Street and back, and there are markers going each way on the south side of 9th Street that show you how far you've gone every quarter of a mile. And if you walk the whole thing, it's about 2.25 miles.
Wow.
And you can see the flowers. You can go by the gardens. You can leave a rock for a snake. You can sit on a bench. You can drink your coffee. You can stop for coffee at the coffee houses. So there's lots of ways to spend your time. And, you know, do it early in the morning or in the evening right now when it's so hot. But we welcome everybody to participate and walk the block.
Sure, there's a lot to see in all these different neighborhoods and that sort of thing. And it's always good to, you know, get to know your neighbors too, because that way we can all, you know, get to help each other and keeping an eye on, you know, each other's properties and that sort of thing. That's always good to try to be neighborly.
That's right. I'm always cautious about keeping an eye on things, but we have had no problems. We've had, other than a little bit of vegetable liberation last summer in the garden, we've been fortunate that people leave things. In fact, I came back to my house the other day and somebody had left a bag of garden gloves, kids' garden gloves, and some garden instruments, different things. They didn't leave a name. I wish they would have. But we get gifts like that for our garden, for our programs all the time, and we are so grateful. And, you know, I was thinking about something that somebody gave me a couple years ago that I kind of dug out, and it was kind of called the law of giving and receiving. If you want joy, give joy to others. If you want love, learn to give love. If you want attention and appreciation, learn to give that. And if you want prosperity, help others prosper. And that really, I go back to that. It's just so important in giving. And Volunteers give, and they're part of that, and we need volunteers for the garden. So please let us know if you're willing to volunteer, either on our Facebook, 303-547-0544 message, or come by the garden when you see people working out there, or leave us a note at the garden. We want volunteers, and we need you for an hour, a half a day, part of a week, whatever. We love volunteers.
Wonderful. Well, it's always some good stuff. You know, you can never beat even just, getting your hands dirty is good exercise. And of course, creating some homegrown produce. You know, I got one of those homegrown tomatoes at the farmer's market here a couple days ago, and it's just worlds better than anything else.
It tastes just like a different vegetable.
You could just eat like an apple. It's just wild.
That is so true. So true. So, you know, next time, I know we're running out of time, but next time when I come back, we have some great garden trivia.
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, we have a lot of farmers and a lot of people who garden in their homes around here. And I thought it would be fun to just see how much those gardeners know, because I learned a lot and I'm still learning a lot. I kind of got into this by default. And so I'm letting people teach me, and that's how we're making this garden work. So, you know, really, we have a lot going on. We have a lot going on in Coffeyville. If people think there's not enough to do, it's because they're not listening to KGGF or reading the paper or looking at the signs or some of the emails that are sent around by people like Denise and Eric Panny, because there's just a ton of things to do around here.
There is. So, yeah, get involved. Just, be listening, be looking, and we'll tell you what's going on.
Great.
All righty. Well, Peggy Steele, appreciate you coming on and giving us an update here on all things Coffeyville's reawakening. Lots of good stuff happening, of course, on 9th Street and at the Garden. So it's a really good, and thank you for everything you do with the community.
And remember to paint a rock and leave it.
Yes.
Leave it at 1205 West 9th Street.
Absolutely. All righty, Peggy Steele, thank you so much. And we've got Open Line coming up here in moments on KGGF.